ポンポンポンポンポンポンポンポンポンポンポンポンポンポンポンポンチェリチェリバーケース。What's going on, everybody? We still have one of these. Well, I'm hollering. It's just me in the car, and I can hear myself good. I think it's episode 26. I don't fucking remember. I don't remember, okay? That kid is like 5 years old just walking through the parking lot. Like, what? Where's the parenting? Do we have any? I don't believe we have parenting. Hope everybody's been doing well. I've been working like a dog. What does that mean, working like a dog? Dogs don't ever have jobs. Never once has a dog clocked in and had a job anywhere. So how does anybody say, well, they're working me like a dog? Dogs don't have jobs. So I don't understand that logic. Like a rock. Starry, like a rock. Remember them commercials for the... the truck commercials? Like a rock. Fuck out of here. Made of plastic. Get the shit out of my face. Blind ass car salesman. Getting out of work at the old Beast Buy, baby. It is getting... the walls are closing in. It is about to be holiday season. Shout out to DJ Drama. You know what I'm saying? But... We're gonna have us a damn doozy of a holiday, I think, this year. Because we're shorthanded where I work at. And I'm going to be getting them hires in. That's just more money. You know what I'm saying? More money, more money. Endless shrimp. Hashtag endless shrimp. I got to make sure I hit that up this weekend. Before it goes away, man. I got to do it. It's a yearly tradition. We hit up the old-fashioned Red Lobster and just demolish some endless shrimp, man, and embarrass ourselves and make ourselves look like ridiculous gluttons. You know, I used to do it 4 or 5 times a year, and I said, well, Chad, let's not have a heart attack at 28. Let's at least wait till we're 50 to pass over. Pass over? Pass away. Kill over. I was kind of hybrid. Hybriding them, because that's a word. Hashtag endless shrimp. That's what we're going to call this one. Woo! Oh, man. I hope y'all can hear me. I'm on my new iPhone 11 Pro Max, motherfucker. I love it. I love it a lot. We've already talked about it probably a lot, but I don't remember because I don't listen back to these. I just record them and then upload them for the people. So I may repeat myself. That may be my dementia. Kicking in, you know what I'm saying? I don't have dementia. I don't think that I don't. Maybe I do. Maybe I'm just doing the same day over and over again in my head. And it's just, you know. What are we talking about? Is anybody here? Can anybody even hear me? Is this thing on? Mic check. Mic check. All right. Chatty Bobcast, damn it. I hope everybody's having a good time, man. It's autumn is approaching. We're going to start calling it autumn from now on because this whole podcast, this whole series of podcasts, I've made it a point to make fun of the word of people that use the word autumn when they talk about fall. So, fuck out of here. Nobody calls it that. I saw a really, really hot chick today, and she was wearing bell bottoms. And somebody remarked about, ooh, bell bottoms. I hadn't seen them in a while. And she said, oh, they're back. And I was like, I don't care if you were wearing, I mean... you were fucking gorgeous, okay? And you knew it. Damn it. Chill out. Come in and make me have a coronary at the front register. What a way to go, though. You know what I'm saying? Just what a way to go ahead and bow on out gracefully. Looking at a brittyful woman. You know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and just go ahead and kill on over, dude. You know? I don't know what's happening. I don't know what brittyful means. Pretty and beautiful. Again, I'm hybrid. I'm making hybrid words. Because it's my life. And it's now or never. It's my life, it's now or never. I will live forever. That's the not so good Bon Jovi there. God, this bucket in front of me is going 11. They're in a Caprice, but it is not a classic, okay? That Caprice is busted. I hope this Range Rover rear ends me. I could use that money. Ah, oh, damn it, she didn't. Damn it! So close! Are we gonna talk about some stuff, Chad? Oh, yeah. Triple Flix Mafia. We're continuing to make things happen on the Triple Flix Mafia channel. We're putting out, we put out our Friday the 13th franchise review of all the franchise, the whole franchise of that. We've got a new top five countdown for this week, or this month, I should say, or whatever we do. I don't remember what we do. We do it every month. So I put out so much content between that channel and between my Chatty Bobby channel. It's an overload. I mean, we're almost at 8,000 subscribers. And I'm doing tons of battle rap stuff, tons of Madden stuff. I'm doing the 31 days of horror, reviewing a horror movie every day for this month. So as this is recording, this will be uploading on a Wednesday, which is the 9th. So once you're hearing this, I will have had 9 episodes up. So put that in your fucking pipe and smoke it, all right? I love you. Don't judge me. But yeah, there's been a lot of good movies, man, that's been coming out. Well, I guess so. I haven't got to see Joker yet. I will be seeing that soon. I tried to see it this past weekend, and I just had a lot going on. I didn't get to go see it. This Saturday night is Jonathan Ivey's Cage Fighting Championships, again, at the Middle Tennessee Expo Center in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. 14 fights are on the card. It's going to be epic. We are going to be in the building. Salute to Ivey. And all my people, it's going to be a fun, fun time, man. And I really look forward to it. So, yeah. We're in the midst of... I should be getting my Show and Proof hoodies back this week. So, we will have hoodies available. We had a lot of pre-orders for them. And we're going to be getting these things gone. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Not know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about? Because that's not a word. Because I can't speak the dialect of English. Can we pick a lane, fucktard? Can we pick a lane? Pick a lane and get the fuck out of mine, okay? I just made it very easy for you. Get out of my lane. There's two lanes. Get out of mine, fucko. It's ruining everybody's progress. I hate you. I don't hate anybody, but I hate your driving skills or lack thereof, okay? Why is there two great clip stores, right? Great clips, haircut places within... within a quarter of a mile of each other. Are that many people raggedy ass head motherfuckers that they need two great clips within us? I mean, I could throw a rock from the one and hit the other one. Is that really what we're... I mean, not different chains. I'm talking about great clips. Rivergate, get it together. Ain't nobody going to them great clips. Well, I used to go to the one of them, but I was one person. So the one person used to go to them. I don't know what's happening. I know I need a... My beard's ridiculous right now. It is looking just not like a human person's face should look. So I need to fix that. I need to make it look like a normal person. Hashtag endless shrimp, dude. You know what I'm saying? Whenever in doubt, dude, just endless shrimp it, man. We've talked 9 minutes and ain't said the first valuable thing. Has anybody ever went to Waffle House at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and just seen what the, I mean, I feel like you shouldn't ever go to Waffle House unless it's really, really late at night or really early in the morning. Like if it's between the hours of midnight and 8 a.m., that's the only time you should go to Waffle House. I feel like past 8 a.m. until midnight, just stay away. Who's going to get an omelet at Waffle House at 5:14 p.m.? A brave soul. I mean, I'll tell you that. What's going on? What's going on? But, yeah, I'm going to go see Joker soon. I'm not really psyched to see Gemini Man, I'm going to be honest with you. I like old Will Smith. But Will Smith just does it. I'm just not sold on that movie, man. Will Smith hasn't had a good movie in a while. Collateral Beauty, I heard, was not a good one. I missed that one. I saw parts of After Earth. It was really bad. And then I don't know what else he's put out. Those are the last two of his that I remember. Oh, Concussion. Concussion was pretty good. It's not like a super rewatchable movie, but it's pretty good. I watched for the first time in my life, and I'm a huge fan of baseball movies. I don't watch baseball as a sport anymore, but I love the fuck out of some baseball movies. And I had never in my life seen Field of Dreams. So this Saturday, I said, Chad, don't cheat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself. If you wasn't fat and chewed on your own face when you talk, you could have said that easy. But you're the other. You're the other one. You're fat. So it happens. Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself. Okay? That's what I did. And that movie was incredible. I cried. I don't give a fuck. I'm 35 years old. I'm a grown-ass man. I was by myself watching that movie, and I cried at the end. So fuck every one of y'all that has a problem with it. Want to have a catch. That lost me. Lost me, son. God, man. So good. See, I loved it. There's a couple more I need to watch. I think I ordered, right after that, I ordered Bull Durham. Tony, my buddy, Friday the 14th, is a huge fan of Bull Durham, and I ordered the Criterion release of that. I think it should be getting in the mail to me this week. I'm going to check that bad boy out soon, too. Just in that zone, you know what I'm saying? We're getting back in it. I watched so many shitty horror movies for like 3 months straight that I was like, I need to take a break from shitty horror movies and get back to some fucking good-ass films. You know what I'm saying? Still watching shitty horror movies, but just not all. I mean, literally, that's all I watched for almost 4 or 5 months was nothing but bad horror movies. I was like, oh, Lord, I'm kind of... What am I doing with my life here? Let's put some quality in there, Chad. But yeah, the weather is just beautificous. I mean, it's so nice out. Yeah, I think it's like 75 degrees right now. Wind's nice and small. And it's just blowing just a little breezy. You know what I'm saying? Just a little breezy. Hopefully the summer's gone the fuck on somewhere. Away from us, because I'm tired of it. I think it needs to go stop somewhere else and about bother somebody else. Because I ain't got no time for that shit, man. Ain't nobody got time for that. 18-wheeler, call me. Call me, Jets. God, I mean, is there a reason you're going 90 miles an hour hauling thousands and thousands of pounds of merchandise or whatever you're hauling? The name on the truck is Mohawk, so I mean, he's probably running a train on some lot lizards in there right now while he's going 90 miles an hour down the interstate. People are different, man. There's a lot of different people out there. You know what I mean? That guy was different. I can't stand when somebody's clearly got a light and they're just tippy-toeing under it, and they get caught, they catch everybody else because they wanted to tiptoe. Now I got to sit at this light for 2.5 minutes because I clearly got somewhere to be. What's going on in the world of Chatty Bobby? I mean, other than just pumping out video content, trying to work on the new album, man. I've been so busy. I hadn't really had the time to. We're definitely going to be working on Baker's Dozen Volume 4, though. Slowly but surely, we're poking along. I actually got one song done to start it off, and then we're going to kind of start building from there. That's the good thing about it, man. I just make it when I want to. I'm not in no hurry. I just do it for fun, you know, and put it out for my people. So it's fun. It's a lot. I like it a lot better that way, where I don't have deadlines and I don't tour and stuff like that. I mean, it'd be cool to do a show again, but I've just been out of that whole lifestyle for years that I just, it just ain't really something I'm down for no more, man. I mean, I guess if there was money involved and somebody would want to pay me, then we can make it work, you know what I'm saying? But for years, man, that's all I did was show, every two a week, easy, every week, for years. And it was fun, and we had a blast, that's for sure. I did a lot of, drank a lot of alcohol and took a lot of pills there, man. It was a fun but blurry time. 2008 to 2012 was a doozy. But we're still here, ain't we? We made it. Oh, yeah, we made it. Ah. It's getting to be that time of the year where people are going to start picking out their Halloween costumes, you know what I'm saying? And I'll start that trick or treat. I guess people still trick or treat. I don't have kids, so fuck, I guess trick or treating is still a thing. I don't know what people do. I don't know if they do it all on their phones now, and they just, there's like a trick or treating Pokemon type game where you just act like you're going trick or treating and you get virtual candy bars. I don't know what's going on. I know it's 2067, it feels like. Cars are driving themselves and shit. You got to pay a lot more money for them. But I'm sorry, man, but I don't give a fuck how much money I have. I don't want a car to drive for me. If I get rich to the point where I got stupid money, I'll hire a driver that drives me around. But I don't want a robot driving my fucking car, man. I don't want the car driving the car. I want a human being that I trust driving the car. People see these people in these Teslas and shit. They're fucking asleep while their car's driving for them. Like, you know how much trust you have to put in that vehicle? That terrifies me. Get that the fuck out of here. Ah! Who knows, though, man? That's the way the world's going, man. The way the world's working, they're just going, robots are going to fucking do everything. But it's our fault because we're so obsessed with our phones. I'm sitting here bitching while I'm doing this on my cell phone on the way home. Uploading it on my cell phone. I'll promote it on Facebook, which is on my cell phone. I mean, I'm just as big of the problem. Why is this getting serious? This isn't supposed to be serious. It's not supposed to talk about anything serious in this podcast, Chad. It's the Chatty Bobcast. It's supposed to be your insight on nothing, okay? We want you to road rage and cuss. That's all we really care about. 30 minutes at a time, once a week, once every 2 weeks, whenever you put them out. I appreciate the people that have been checking out these episodes, man. We took a couple weeks off. Because with these, man, I don't have subjects. So, like, some weeks I'm just like, well, I don't really just have anything to rant about or, you know. Maybe at some point down the road, we'll get to a point where we can make it a more legit podcast. But until then, we're just going to keep it like this, man. And it works because it just gives me content to talk, you know, to put out. Just more content that's out there in the world. It's going to be here long after I'm not. So, I hope, unless after I go, the internet just pulls all my stuff down. Who knows? I'm not going to know. Because I ain't going to be here to know about it. Okay. That's my new laugh. For the rest of 2019, that's how I'm going to laugh itself. God, that's hard to do. It hurts. I guess I won't be doing that. So, yeah. I love you. People are just passing me like I'm doing 11. In an electric van. I'm going 68 miles an hour up the ridge, and it's 55 speed limit. And this van is flying by like I just disrespected it. Whatever, I don't give a fuck. Ooh, it was a burn. Oh, somebody blew out their tire on the way down the ridge. Ah, oh, that sucks, man. That sucks. That's a shame. That feels so good outside, y'all. I am such a fan of fall weather. I wish it was fall weather all year round. I wish it was 70 degrees, 65 degrees all year round. Because, I mean, I'm a big dude, so I have no problem staying warm or staying cool or whatever the fuck you want to call it. I use a fan 24 hours a day, air conditioning, whatever. It's just going to happen. It's just what happens, man. And a lot of people are like, how do you have a fan on? It's 86 degrees outside. It's cold in here. Like, stop. It's going to be 16 degrees outside. I'm going to have the fan on in my fucking workspace. I don't care. I fight for the right to keep my fat ass cold. You hear me? I run hot, man. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Calm down is what you need to do, Chad. You need to just chill the hell out. Chill out, dude. Because you're going through Ridgetop and Greenbrier right now, and you know they don't play them shits. They may hear your podcast, hear you yelling in your car, and arrest you. So just disturbing the peace, even though your window's rolled up. Whatever, dude. Big Whoop, want to fight about it? No. We haven't talked about anything. That's my goal in these, is to not brush any subject, not just shamelessly promote my shit and Triple Flix Mafia shit and Ivy shit and just rant every episode. That's what I do every week. It would be different if I did a podcast. And we may still get to that point, man, where I can do a podcast to where have guests on and stuff like that. That would be really cool. Because me being a huge fan of comedy and a comedy podcast fanatic, like I listen to so many, that's all that those guys do, man. They're just stand-up comics. And they all make big-time money touring and selling merch and their podcast. And they just have each other on their podcast and just make fun of shit, make fun of each other. And this shit's so great to me. Big fan of Rogan's, big fan of Tom Segura's. Big fan of Fighter and the Kid, which is Brendan Schaub and Brian Callen. And there's another one Brendan Schaub does with Theo Vaughn called King of the Sting that I think is hilarious. Theo Vaughn's is great. I just got turned... Your Mom's House with Tom Segura and his wife, Christina Pajinski, is hilarious. It may be my favorite one. Bert Kreischer has a good one. Everybody has a podcast, bro. Eric Griffin from Workaholics has one that's great. I just got turned on to Jeff Ross's podcast. It's really good. Tough Skin's what it's called. I'm just waiting on my boy Nick Swartzen to do a podcast. That would be the greatest podcast of all fucking time. Bill Burr's is great too. But I need my boy Nick Swartzen to start a podcast. It would be the best. And call it Who Farted. It would be epic. Get off my ass, jacked up truck. You're not getting around me. It's just not. You're just going to have to wait, dude. In this world, we all work together. It ain't just your jacked up truck and everybody else in the way. It's not how it works. And it's a Ford. Like a rock. Like a rock. Oh, that's a giggity. What's she doing walking? Come here, good. Hey, good. Hey, good. I've got cotton mouth, man. That's not good. I don't even smoke. I don't even smoke. I got cotton mouth. Woo! Chim chimini chim 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 chimini chim 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 chimini chim chim chim. Like a rock. No, it's all about that hashtag endless shrimp, dude. Red Lobster is just, I mean, it's really where it's at, dude. You get to go to Red Lobster. Them cheddar biscuits make you want to slapkick everybody. We know that. I mean, but if you're gonna do where they get you at this endless shrimp is they give you two sides and they give you all those biscuits. By the time you get them shrimps, they want you to be full. But that's what you go. If you're gonna go do an endless shrimp outing, you don't eat all day before you go. You go and you eat $800 worth of shrimp in a $15 meal. Okay, that's what you do. You get them for what they get you for. Because all year round, if it ain't that time of the year, Red Lobster's $86 for a fucking shrimp cocktail. So, unless you're fucking, you know, Bill Gates, you can't really dine there a lot. So, when you get there, if you're just a normal motherfucker like Chatty Bobby, you get there, you eat them out of house and home. Now, I never ate to the point where I felt like they were going to make me leave. I've never done that anywhere. Me being a big guy, I know people that have gotten kicked out of buffets that were allegedly all you can eat because they ate too much. Now, I've never embarrassed myself that much, but I have put down some shrimp. I'm a fan of the traditional fried shrimp and the shrimp scampi. But, hey, the shrimp pasta is good, but you get that at the end. Because what you do, you eat 4 or 5 rounds of the other shrimp, you get a shrimp pasta, and then you get that to go. Take that motherfucker home with you. You hear me? That's what you do. I'm telling you. I'm giving you keys to the game. Okay? I am Boomer Esiason right now. Or Phil Sims or whoever the fuck is a... You know what I'm talking about. Fat boy Phil Sims, what this is. Okay? And look here. That fucking Ford truck has been trying to get around me all this time, and we're stopped at the same light. He's been zooming in and out all this shit, and we're stuck at the same fucking light together. Didn't get you nowhere, dude. All that fucking hooting and hollering and got you nowhere. But right the fuck next to Chatty. I don't understand people in such a hurry. Like a rock. But no, all jokes aside, hit up Red Lobster, get that endless shrimp, man. I'm talking about Forillo. Forillo, son. You know what I'm saying? Forillo. That kid did not have a chin. Where's he going? Why? Somebody. I'm not saying he didn't have a chin at all. I'm not even trying to be funny. He had zero chin. I don't know what happened to him. There was an accident or if something happened to him. But there was no chin there. So, my prayers go out to him and his family because that was weird. And I'm saying, when I say he didn't have a chin, I'm not saying he had a small chin. He did not have a chin. The bottom half of his face wasn't there. I don't know what's going on. It is Greenbrier, so you take that with a grain of salt, I guess. But, ladies and gentlemen, this was a serious occurrence that we just witnessed. We've almost made it a whole episode. This is crazy talk, man. Episode, I think it's 26, man. But if I'm wrong, fuck it. You know what I mean? Because I'm not doing this over. So if you're not hearing this right now, then it never happened. I fucked up something somewhere along the lines and it never got put out. But if you're hearing it, awesome. Thank you for listening. However you decide to listen to this shit, I love it. If it's YouTube's, if it's Apple, Google, Samsung. I don't even think Samsung is a thing. I mean, Android, whatever. Pocket Cast. Anchor. There's a lot of them. I mean, Spotify. Just subscribe to it. Whatever you're doing. So whenever I go do one of these once a week or once every 6 months or whenever I do them, you'll get the notification. And you can listen and waste 30 minutes of your life laughing at a bunch of dribble from a middle-aged guy from the South. You know, what else could you want with your life? It's just 30 minutes, man. I don't take a lot of your time up. Some people take shits that long, you know. You can sit in there taking a shit with your headphones in, and maybe if I make you laugh hard enough, you'll get them turds out easier. You know what I'm saying? You never know, dude. Laughter's the best medicine. So, with that being said, man, if everybody's having a good time, then that's I don't know what's happening. I love y'all. But for real, though, thank y'all so much, man, for all the support and all the continued support that y'all been giving me and the homies. We really appreciate it. We're going to keep doing what we're doing as long as we can do it until we can't do it no more. You know what I mean? So I hope everybody has a great day, night, morning, month, year, lifetime. Chatty Bobby, this is the Chatty Bobcast, hashtag endless shrimp. Oh, and we can't forget this either. Triple Flix motherfucking mafia, bitch.